You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
And I sit there, God, why are you doing this to me? What did I do to deserve this? What did my brother do to deserve this?
I liked you enough to whack you on the side of the head.
And that's what he said. Hey, come on, you know, my hand's out here. Do you want to grab my hand and walk with me, or do you want to walk away from me? But you know what? My hand will always be here for you.
I had a lot of failures. I won first place vocalist in Nashville's Music City Song Festival. When they called me up to tell me, I said, I'll believe it when the money comes, and the money came. And I was almost signed to Columbia Records, then I was almost signed to Liberty Records. It's a long story. But every door slammed shut. Even James Cagney said, just make up your mind and showbiz, you're going to quit, and that's when you'll make it. Stick to it, kiddo. Well, anyway, he says, his secretary said, well, he's going to put you as a part for you in his new motion picture. And then he died. And it's like all these doors just kind of had a billionaire. And he said, we're going to help you out here. And 2 months later, he died. So anybody out there listening right now saying, I'm not going to help Red. But anyway, so I've gotten a lot of no's. And it took turning to be in my 70s now saying, wow, you saved me from having to go from town to town in grubby little motels and hotels singing to people who don't really care if I'm dead
Red,
the next day.
It's ironic that my brother has turned a lot of his ministry into his music. And while he was in prison, he would write songs on toilet paper. And he still has that today. And he actually has a CD out. They compare him to the Johnny Cash. But with his heart, he's been sidetracked a lot.
Well,
away,
we have to pray. Yes. So if anybody has any prayer lines they know of, would you please get William Michael Dillon on that prayer list for a heart, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm asking you folks.
Absolutely.
Now, we have his brother here who so too has suffered. A short time ago in 2019, which is just yesterday, you were diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, given a death sentence of 6 months to live. But you said this, somehow Jesus intervened, and how? Where? Tell us the story.
So think about this, Rhett. In July 25th, 2019, what was famous at the end of 2019? COVID.
Ooh.
So now I had a double whammy coming at me, because not only were we dealing with cancer, we were also dealing with COVID. And I went to a Melbourne doctor, a Melbourne oncologist, and the oncologist said, Mr. Dillon, you've got stage 4 liver and pancreatic cancer. You've got 6 to 9 months to live. Get your life in order. Make whatever final arrangements you need to be able to do. And my first response was, wait a minute. You're not going to build a team behind me to try and fix me? And he goes, Mr. Dillon, terminal cancer. You are not
fixable.
It's not fixable. It's why he goes, we will give you morphine to make you feel comfortable until the day that you pass.
Okay, now you sell JD Productions to Doolin Dalton, who's famous in this area with JD Productions.
Yes.
That's how you came to be here, because I just found out from Doolin, who's our producer here, that he purchased that from you.
Yeah.
And that's how we know your story. So what happens next?
So once my Melbourne doctor told me that, my wife, who is obviously a significant part of people's life, there's always going to be somebody that's going to help drive you. My wife had started to go to church, and she'd invited me to go to church. And I was like a little tainted by church. I was hurt by church, so I didn't want to go.
There's a lot of people like that.
And that's what they say, but you have to want to go. She never made me want to go. She never made me go. She goes, hey, just come with me. And I saw the happiness and joy that she had with my son and my wife.
So she was a witness.
That's correct, 100%. And so then she goes, hey, Joe, we're going to do everything we can through the Lord to be able to do this. So we went to Miami University to try and find an oncologist. We went to Moffitt to try and find an oncologist. We went to just so many places to just find the perfect person to be able to say, hey, we're going to save your life. But you got to understand, Alex Trebek from Jeopardy was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Patrick Swayze, pancreatic cancer. So
there was a death sentence.
And that's what I looked at. That's what I looked at, right?
This is it.
I'm going to say, hey, this is part of me. If these guys are famous and have all this money, who's the ordinary me, just the Joe Schmo off the streets that can beat this? Rhett, we found the perfect team. My wife pushed the perfect team. With COVID being in there, everything shut down. We went up to Baptist MD Anderson in Jacksonville. We had to move into Jacksonville for the months because I would go in from my chemos from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At the same time, anybody knows that fighting a cancer, you are completely devastated. They had to use special bags in darkness to be able to help fight me, but they put me on trial medicine.
Special bags in darkness.
Yeah, because I guess the chemicals that they used couldn't be exposed to the sunlight because they said it would affect.
Yeah.
And so as they put me in through this process every day, Rhett, I wouldn't eat. My wife, they were talking about putting a feeding tube in me to help me eat and survive. And my wife said, no, I know what my husband needs. I got this. She would make me soups and then hide in all this good foods, like a soups that I would just take a little bit because there was nothing that was being held down.
You were in the throes of absolute death. You're what I was just talking about. You're a seed that died.
But, Rhett, there's so many other people that are out there that are struggling in this same sense, and this is how I look at it. Because the first day that I walked in, and I show you these. This is one of five bags of every time I went in to have my chemo or my radiation, okay? And when I walked into this area, there were people from 18 years old to 90 years old. So you know what? Cancer had no
favorites.
No favorites. No discrimination on who it chose.
Right.
It had healthy people. It had sick people. And I was a healthy man until that lump.
Yeah, because you were a cop. You look like you have a big build now. You're tall. 6'5"?
6'1". 6'1". I'm a pretty big, healthy boy. I've got my issues that I got going on, too. But you know what? I'm alive and I'm well. I'm able to talk about it.
I got
to
find out. How did you go from a death sentence? I mean, there had to be one point. Didn't Jesus miraculously heal you?
You know, Rhett.
Is that what happened?
It was through music. It was through Christian music. Because anytime you're down and you're down on that bottom floor, you're like going, man, this isn't worth it. But the music would soothe me.
Which kind?
The word.
Like
Christian music. Like Mercy Me. I got into Mercy Me. I got into...
I can only imagine.
That was one of the big tongues that was coming across.
I got to meet him. I'll tell you that story.
Did you? I love him.
Now, but
I've seen him three times in concert.
Okay, so I'm invited up to go to the National... broadcasters. It's a religious broadcasters. Mm-hmm. It's in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So I fly in. I'm there with my friend, who was it? The guy's co-host of the 700 Club, my good friend. But anyway, the black fellow. He sat right in that seat many times. He's gone now, and I love him. Ben Kinchlow, my brother Ben, a brother from another mother. But anyway, so I go there to the convention, and I'm sitting near the front row, and they're going to show a new movie called, I Can Only Imagine. Well, it's the best-selling Christian song of all times, at least at that point it may still be. I'd never heard it. I got out of the loop of Christian music, you know, for a while, and especially the modern stuff, thinking it's for the kids. And so they showed the movie, and all the real people came out to act it in the movie, and then the guy who was actually the guy who wrote the song, Mercy Me, that guy who's the writer. Anyway, so they take questions from the audience, and they had one more question. Anybody have a question? No one's standing, so I stood up and I said, hey, "Excuse me, but I'm in my 60s, and I haven't kept up with things. I have to be honest with you, I have never ever heard this song, but I can tell you that now I saw the movie." You don't have had to known the song to get the whole gist of the meaning and the message in the movie. And so when the lights went up, they all ran over to me, the actors and the director wanted to shake my hand. And then the guy who wrote it, I can only imagine, he came over to me, shook my hand. He leaned over the stage down to me standing on the floor in front of the stage. He says, you know something? I got a song I'd like to play for you.
And amazing. And I'm sure that it touched you like it's touched so many lives from this day forward. It's like
his father was converted miraculously. And
absolutely.
He wrote that song. I can only imagine what it's like to be before Jesus.
But think this, right? This is a real person that has gone through the struggles of life, but then never gave up. And see, that's my word of be able to come out here is, you know what? You can give up. You can lay down and you can die. But you know what? If you have the Lord in your heart, you have the walk that you're walking, you have a great opportunity to be able to know, hey, I'm at peace. And Rhett, I had to have that peace when I was going through my cancer, knowing they took 50% of my liver. Did you know, Rhett, that your liver is your only organ that grows back 100%?
Yes. They now said the brain can too, but yes, the liver, number one.
They took 50% of my liver. They went in and did surgery on my pancreas and my stomach tubes. They took out half of my stomach. Rhett, I am 5 years cancer-free, told me that I am in the normal range of a normal man for cancer now. I still get tested. I'm still scared every year that comes around that I have to get tested to say, okay, is this the day that my cancer comes back? There's a chance that it can, but then there's a chance that the other normal person off the road can have that cancer too also. But I'm here to encourage. Don't lay down and allow somebody to tell you you're not going to make it.
Yeah, but what happened that you had this base basketball-sized tumor?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go in to surgically remove it?
They did. And they did after 4 months of chemo and chemo.
So when did the miracle take place?
The tumor started to stop expanding and got smaller. Okay, and it had to be a certain level. You could only take out 50% of your liver. I want to believe that was the case. That in January, once they were able to cut out this tumor out of my liver to stop it from growing and to also scrape the insides of your pancreas, not deep inside, but at the opening of your pancreas, because this is where your cancer's at. You're putting your hands in somebody that is using experimental drugs to be able to help combat cancer. And I told this guy, I don't care what you do, you
save
can throw
life.
The kitchen sink. If you could either save my life or help save somebody else's life, that's where I wanted to be. Because
now that's a little secret there that people don't know. I've had a miracle. One time when I got on my knees at a church and I was not remembering there was something the matter, and I said, well, I don't have any problems. I'll pray for these other people. And the moment I prayed for the other people, God kind of like knocked on my head. What's that movie, Back to the Future? Hey, what's that guy's name?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Would people drive a car 100,000 miles with no oil change? Of course not. However, that is what we do to our bodies. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America have a cutting-edge tool to clean blood. It's called Therapeutic Plasma Exchange. Wouldn't everyone like to clean out molds, toxins, herbicides, pesticides, forever chemicals, heavy metals, and even microplastics? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-